I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Williamson County Judge Bill Gravel pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor Tuesday for violating his own stay-at-home order this spring and will pay a $1,000 fine. During the stay-at-home order in April, Gravel was caught on camera going to his grandson's birthday party wearing firefighting equipment from the county, an act for which a fire chief later apologized because he provided a suit to the judge that he could not provide everyone. The order issued in March ceased all public and private gatherings outside of a household, closed all non-essential businesses, and asked residents not to travel on public transportation unless it was for essential activities. Residents faced threats of jail time or fines if they left their homes for anything other than essential business. Gravel's lawyer said that Gravel is the only person in the county just north of Austin to be prosecuted for violating the stay-at-home order. The lawyer said he does accept responsibility. He made a mistake as a grandfather. He's paying the maximum penalty for that. In exchange for a guilty plea, the special prosecutor is dropping two other charges related to the incident of abuse of official capacity and official oppression. A federal appeals court is allowing Texas to kick Planned Parenthood out of its Medicaid program. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday sided with state officials who removed the chain of women's health care providers from the program for low-income people. The state had cited a misleading and highly edited video created by anti-abortion advocates in 2015 that alleged to show Planned Parenthood officials selling fetal tissues. A lower court had blocked the state from removing Planned Parenthood in 2017. In a statement, Planned Parenthood officials said the state's move was political. They also noted the order has yet to take effect and that they will continue to serve patients for now. Investigations into the video have been unable to substantiate claims that Planned Parenthood committed any wrongdoing. Republican state officials nonetheless continue to accuse the nonprofit of breaking the law. Texans still won't be able to purchase liquor at Walmart after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a bid by the retail giant that would have allowed booze to be sold at stores in the state. Texas is the only state in the nation that does not allow publicly traded companies like Walmart Incorporated to obtain liquor permits, but they are allowed to sell beer and wine. Walmart claims the law is discriminatory and has argued that 98% of liquor stores in the state are owned by Texans. Turned away by the nation's highest court, Walmart will now have to prove intentional discrimination before a federal trial court. Lawyers for the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission said the law is in place to make liquor less readily available and curb its consumption. The Brief will be taking the holiday off. We will return again Monday, November 30th. Until then, stay updated on our website, texastribune.org. Have a safe and happy holiday weekend. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Texas Tribune. Become a Texas Tribune business member today to support our nonprofit newsroom and the kind of news, events, and analysis that make for a better, smarter Texas. Join at support.texastribune.org/business.